It's time now for My Farm Roots, a series from Harvest Public Media in which we hear Americans' stories and memories of rural life. Because when you hail from farm country, roots run deep.
I'm Grant Gerlach, a reporter for Harvest Public Media. On a bright summer morning near Wahoo, Nebraska, Rhonda McClure's flock of sheep clamored to greet us. She's a sheep farmer and artist who uses wool to make landscape pictures and small sculptures. McClure was encouraged to pick up sewing and quilting growing up in Nebraska, but always wanted to work outside. As she heard more about her homesteading heritage, McClure learned farming may just be in her blood.
My name is Rhonda McClure from Wahoo, Nebraska, and we have a small farm here where we raise sheep, natural colored and white, and specifically for the wool and the specialty wool market. I'm a spinner, a fiber artist, and we also do a little gardening and sell the farmer's market on the side. When I was growing up, I was always wanting to be the one to, I was always disappointed that I didn't get to go rake hay and do things out in the field. And I was told that that was because I had an older brother and that was what he was for, and he filled that role. So I was more likely to stay in the house and help with that kind of stuff. Within the last few years, I've discovered that I actually have roots that go back three or four generations of specifically women in Nebraska and homesteading. And it's been very interesting to make associations and discover just how far back they actually go. That would be my great-great-grandmother, Sarah Shanks. She came to the country in 1886, I believe, came to Nebraska and settled out near Comstock, Nebraska with her husband. She had 17 children. They later moved to up by Alliance where they homesteaded, and he died a year later. So she maintained a widow's homestead up there with her children. And then it was her son that married my great-grandmother. She's one that I actually knew. And she was a family matriarch, more or less, and was actually the one person that my dad once said that I was a lot like Grandma Shanks, that I was more likely to be out working with a man and doing that sort of thing, and at a time when that wasn't necessarily a compliment. So I credit that I get a lot of my spunk probably from her and the ones before me.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media stations across the Midwest. To hear more My Farm Roots stories, or to share your own, visit harvestpublicmedia.org/myfarmroots.